Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Horizon. Morale is getting low, according to all sources. Heck, he's got to go. There's so much more to go as well. I can't stop.
And then someone just walked past the window and completely fucking threw you.
Yeah, wondering what does Joel and Fowler do in that room? Running an X Factor or something. But there's more to that song, which later on I might come back to it.
You saw the Patreon by doing that. Just
That's a teaser, but there's more to come. So if you join the Patreon, you'll get to hear an entire verse and chorus of that song.
Hopefully Joe's work colleagues have left the building.
Yeah, I just realised that second. People started laughing at me. I actually was practising that in the shower this morning. I hope everyone really understands that. So if you join the Patreon, you will get to hear that song, which is a full verse and chorus, which mentions Heckenbottom, Leanne Dempster, the squad needing rearranged, all sorts. So join us for that.
Did you make this song up, or did someone non-like him?
No, me, Duncan, Chris, and my mate Tom, because we were at the Motherwell game.
Oh, yeah.
And it was boring, well, from a Hibs fan's perspective. So we just started thinking that, some of that, but just the blood pressure rising, but morale is getting low, and then we were off.
You went.
If that doesn't encourage record numbers of people to sign up for the Patreon, then nothing.
Well, yeah, it was. So we got through that, and it was funny. And I'm going to write an article for the view from the terrace once we're finished here.
Oh, yeah, I need to do mine as well.
Mainly on, I think it's just going to be on Heckenbottom, because I don't really have time to do much research, and that's one of the few things I can do without reading. So you can sign up for that as well. You can sign up for all our stuff, but you maybe probably just want to listen to a podcast rather than me plug absolutely everything that we do. And tonight, as you probably guess, it's not going to be that serious. We're going to be doing...
When's it ever that serious?
I suppose, yeah. And it's all about me having a sideways look, and this couldn't get more sideways. We're just going to go through everything stupid that clubs have done and individuals in Scottish football have done since the start of the season, which you think was only a few weeks ago. There's still pages and pages of material here.
What months? Is this June, July and August?
June, July,
yeah, sorry,
and August.
July, August. No, this is September.
June, July, August. And I'm not sure if there's anything from September in it. But going through it, it does seem like it's a list mainly about Hamilton.
That's exactly what it's saying.
With just a few different teams scattered in.
We could have done this just as a Hamilton Patreon. Yeah. Like Hamilton's review of the season. And by the way, I didn't introduce anyone due to being shocked by Joe's colleagues wondering what do they do.
Not as shocked as Joe's colleagues are.
Yeah, exactly. I'm joined by Joel Sked. I'm sure you all know who I'm joined with by the voices. Joel Sked's here. Say hello, Joel.
Hello.
And then Sean, it is your sort of trademark, so you say hello as well.
Hello.
There we go. Right, I'm just kick off. I'm just going to go from top to bottom on this little Google Drive that I was sent today, which is a good way to spend lunch, really, going through this.
Yeah, I wasted a lot of time at work.
Yeah, of course. Again, you and Fowler get away with these things at work. You're allowed to have sports pages up. It doesn't look weird when you're doing it.
I was just making a video where I was supposed to impersonate Margot Robbie.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to talk us through that, Sean?
No. Basically, I got asked to make a video, but when they sent me the script, they thought my name was a strange spelling of Shian, so the entire script was written for a female. So we had to make some alterations before we began, but I think I
should have just ran with it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
We wiggle on.
But Sean, you are a professional now, so you can run
the Standard Life atrium.
We got there.
Great. Let's kick off with Montrose. That's the top one. Montrose responding to a fan who's asking the more reasonable question that you see probably on Twitter from every single club all through the summer when you just beg and beg for a signing because they've not come. And Sean, what did they respond with?
So I think the initial gif was the one where the guy's poking someone with a stick and then he's just saying, do something.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Montrose responded with a gif of Alan Partridge in a leather kind of pair of briefs and a people jumper saying, would you like me to lap dance for you? Which isn't what you would expect Montrose to reply with, but fair play to them. I thought it was very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting one to kick off. Kick all things off. I can't remember. I'm not an avid Alan Partridge fan, so...
Oh, we're going to discuss that in a minute then.
So the Alan Partridge stripping for the BBC executive was like, oh, I don't think I've seen this before. Clicked on it and... It was quite a sight. So when you talk about wasting time at work and having football pages open, I'm not sure gifts of a dancing Alan Partridge are overly acceptable.
Because he was desperate to get on the BBC, so he always used to fantasise about that. You should watch, if you're not an avid fan of that, because the beauty of Alan Partridge is it just keeps getting better. So the older ones that Alan Partridge show is nowhere near as good as sort of Mid-Morning Matters, which is where he just does a radio show.
I watched the most recent season, really enjoyed that.
The one where he does, it's like he's on the One Show.
Yeah.
That's absolute genius.
Yes, it's brilliant.
And obviously he's just ran a career, like almost real life, coincided with
his
own.
Don't worry, I know a lot about Alan Partridge because I sit next to Craig Telfer every Wednesday when we film the show, and it's incessant quotes.
I can't say
The Simpsons.
And The Office. I can't disagree, they're all absolute amazing things, but...
I'll give them 1 out of 3.
Now we appear to have added some David Baddiel.
No, patter. That's not getting allowed into...
But that is Telfer's sort of USP, though, is like watching shite and then just reporting on it. Yeah, he watches shite and reports on it, and it's good for humour. It does work. I'll give him that. Anyway, now we're moving on to sectarianism, of course. You only have to go do two things for a Scottish football thing when it comes to sectarianism.
What a day for Hamilton this was.
Yeah, and Hamilton kicking us off that day with the kit man being accused and probably found to support the IRA. Up the Ra, I think is what he was...
What was it, Venoms in the Dublin R?
Yeah.
Well done the Ra, I think it was.
Yeah.
So unless he was referring to the Royal and Ancient, which is something to do with golf, if I remember correctly, then he was pretty much guilty as charged there.
And the Royal Ancient would have had to become an Irish organisation because he had the tricklore beside it as well.
And then he got sacked for that. Eh?
He did get sacked for that. It was actually I'm not going to go into what I got told.
I enjoyed the quote from him though. The quote when the newspaper tried to get a quote from him, he said, I don't have enough time for this, I'll phone you back. But then that's literally how it stopped. I'm like, well, did he phone back?
Sean, he's got Venoms to drink.
Yeah, because
and Rebel songs to sing. Yeah.
Just having a normal night.
He's got golf tournaments to watch.
But then...
The thing is, so, you go, look at this, and probably mean that long ago you would have got maybe away with that.
You might have got a week's wages.
Because remember Dick Campbell and his hijinks in a Spanish resort when he was singing certain Ranger songs.
I suppose Dick Campbell wasn't put it on Instagram. Mm.
Oh, but I did get filmed though. But yeah, he didn't voluntarily share information.
And I'm only like imagining what it's like in dressing rooms around. I mean, I'm just picturing Marvin Andrews in a Livingston dressing room with Gary Bolan, for example, and thinking that must have been pretty harsh on Marvin Andrews over times.
How?
well, because Gary Bowling was extremely staunch and Marvin Andrews was a very, very Christian man.
He played for Rangers.
Yeah, I mean,
he's probably indoctrinated.
Yeah, he was fine by then. Yeah, fair enough. But on the same day, it all comes crashing down. We've got a man from Trinidad and Tobago, a former Hamilton striker, who I think played two games.
That's a good enough link for me.
And he was pictured a slaughtered iguan. A slaughtered iguan.
Don't you know that's some type of Volkswagen?
Not across his sink.
So it's Richard Shakeroy who Craig Fowler labelled the worst, I think, of Hamilton signing in certain recent years. But he's holding as if he just caught a big whopper, if he's been out fishing. Or he's holding over a sink as if he's threatening to...
He's draining it.
Yeah.
He wants to make it halal.
They stayed in Dundee, so it probably wasn't even the strangest thing that had been devoured in the city that day.
Some of the quotes.
Good than his missus. Oh, I'm not saying that.
Some of his quotes were. Some of the quotes off his other half were fantastic. So she put it up on Facebook, and people were commenting. And someone asked if she's going to be eating it. He was like, "I'm definitely eating it, but Shaka will be later. My pal was chasing around the house earlier with its head in his hand." It's like, she just had this dead iguana just chasing around the house. It's like, it's coming. Someone at a house party or something when you're really young coming across the vibrator and waving it in folks' face.
I also like the fact that she said that people should mind their own business. But I mean, it was her that posted it on Facebook. Yeah. I know people will post pictures on social media of what they're eating. But generally, it's like maybe fajitas.
A bit of food porn.
Surely, if you're literally putting up a picture of an iguana and saying, "We're going to be eating that later," you expect people to say, "What the fuck are you up to?"
So apparently, it's a delicacy in Trinidad and Tobago.
No, definitely not.
But it's a delicacy in Trinidad and Tobago, which on old Shakaroy's defence, maybe he felt he deserved it that day.
Maybe he looked chuffed.
Maybe he'd played. He played an extra minute for Hamilton that day.
Did you look at the picture of him holding? Yeah, just the picture of him holding it, because there was a half and half picture. So it was a picture of him in a Hamilton top in the Daily Record, and then of him holding the iguana.
They know what they're doing on the record. They know.
And then the second picture was just of him holding the iguana, but they blurred something out. It looks like he's holding a kid at the same. I don't know if it seems to be holding a kid at the same time. Which one are you going to eat, Richard?
There was loads of herbs in the background as well, so at least that iguana was going to be packed full of flavour. Yeah.
What's your opinion? Is that cruelty to animals?
I eat animals.
I know that's exactly the reason I was asking, because it is one of those that comes up. Like
I said, because
it's all right for us to slaughter millions of cows and that, but also I would be pissed off if someone just grabbed my cat and slit its throat.
It was certainly cruel to that iguana.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah. And coming up on this definitive list next, we have Celtic's tweet statement highlighting how they gave a magnificent offer to Motherwell for David Turnbull. How much was that offer for, Joel, if you remember?
£3 million? Or just under £3 million?
It was a pretty good offer. Yeah, was that the opening offer?
No, so I think there was a couple of smaller offers, and then they did that offer, and obviously I think it also was agreed. It was almost a certainty he was going to sign for Celtic, and then the nonsense happened.
Yeah, and it was because this was more about this, like what they were giving to David Turnbull rather than to Motherwell.
There was a lot of speculation in terms of how much he was getting. So then, I think his agents wanted to explore options down south, and then obviously did a U-turn and came back up to Scots. Celtic, but that statement, it was very Donald Trump.
Was it the? Because I can't remember. Was it the statement that said that, or was it just the person that's in charge of the Twitter? Because that's quite weird for the person that's in charge of the Twitter.
It was weird because they did the statement, but it was via the. They didn't put it on the site, like on the website. Uh-huh. They didn't make it as an article. They just did it as a stated tweet.
Now he just runs their sort of media campaign, really. About getting people to sign. So like he's the only one who gets to speak to the fans now. Did he get sacked for that?
No, just the boy for Berwick gets sacked for stuff like that.
Oh. And then gets a Paddy Power column on the back of it. And writes about the same thing.
And now we move on to Livingston, who similarly, they got their Twitter guy involved. It seems to be a real fall down. It's a really difficult job by the sounds of things. They used a photo for, they were promoting the signing of Robbie Crawford, but unfortunately, Sean, what was the issue?
They used the other Robbie Crawford rather than the Ayr United Robbie Crawford. I just thought the irony about this was the fact that it was a Daily Record that reported that the Daily Record used the wrong picture for a football player virtually every single week.
It happens. It happens.
Before. Have you ever done it?
I don't think so, but you'll hear one of my other mistakes coming up later, which I got a bit of flack for. However, I just like the idea of Crawford, the one in Finland, come across it. I'm just thinking, have I signed for Livingston? Or the Finnish Finnish paper looking at it and think, has he signed? And they're just like phoning each other. Have you sold me?
And now we're back with Hamilton, and it's double trouble once again. We're back, and we are ready to do it all over again. And that was Jeremy Corbyn video to highlight the fixtures coming out, Sean. But what happened?
It was strange. It was like they didn't realise that politics in Britain at the moment are quite divisive, and maybe it wouldn't go down that well. But also, like, that was a really old video. So people were using that video quite a bit, but it was like months and months and months ago. So I don't know if the person that was in charge of Twitter was slightly out of touch because they deleted that. But then later on, when they had the full fixture list, the tweet just said, "Here we go," and an exclamation mark. So you think to yourself, right, well, here we go. This one's just something really good. What do you want me to look at? Is it going to be some fancy graphics? Is it going to take me to a really good article on the website? It was just a typed out sheet of A4 with all the fixtures for this season. It was quite disappointing, but I quite enjoyed it.
I did. It was
back to basics.
It was the here you go. Here you go, just that's it. And it's, you know what reminded me of? It was that Fife paper that you and Craig Cairns talk about.
Fife Central Times.
Fife Central Times.
Best user of social media.
FCT.
Yeah. So there is Hamilton. I really enjoy their Twitter because you never know what to expect from it, because it's clear that there's maybe two or three people who have access to it. So there's no consistency. So I'm guessing there is someone who is perhaps older who...
careful where you're going here, Joe.
Who maybe doesn't understand content the way others do on Twitter and thinks, oh, I'll just send a picture of the fixture list that SPFL have handed me and that'll go down well.
When I see the sentence, "here you go," I expect to be directed to a story about somebody from Dundee eating an iguana. That's what I expect to see. Not just a sheet of A4.
If the sheet of A4 is like exactly, I'm really bad with technology. That's the way I would send you stuff if you were asking me about team lines or something. I think that, yeah. Is that what you get? If you go to hospitality and you get the team lines before a game, that just comes out of an E4 sheet of paper.
That comes out, yeah. But that's kind of like space and indented properly. That wasn't.
To give you a bit of context as well about the Central Fife Times, they'll sometimes, if they have a story about Cowden Beef, they just use a picture that somebody has taken of their laptop of the Cowden Beef badge. They also once put up a video. It was a 10-second video. Now, you couldn't actually see the woman in the video, but she was on the phone. She was on a landline, and it was just a random conversation. It was just a random conversation, just a 10-second conversation of this wee woman on the phone. With no context whatsoever.
What was she saying?
I can't mind. It was just sort of like, I'll see you at back at six.
Right, the first Tunnocks Caramel Wafer Challenge Cup draw, that's a mouthful for you right there, featuring a boy who looked like Colonel Sanders.
It looked like a scene from Willy Wonka. It was just the type of scenario you would not expect to see in any football cup draw.
I thought it reminded me of either a mad scientist from a cartoon or the old guy from Up.
Oh, I like him.
Nobody looked comfortable. No. Not one person behind the wee counter looked comfortable with the proceedings.
But there was a wee clip, it was brilliant. At one moment, he just reached under the desk and pulled out a wafer and started eating it. So he stayed on brand all the time. And Graham Thewlis maintains that Sir Boy Tunnock is a lovely gentleman. Well, I think he's very eccentric, but you think he's meant to be very clued up. However, the caramel wafer, rubbish.
Talking of rubbish.
Oh, really?
No, I don't like the wafer. The tea cake, big fan. Eat the chocolate first.
Away.
I'm the opposite.
Oh, really?
And honestly, I don't like the tea cakes.
Yeah, it's possible to like them both.
It's possible to like them both.
It's not, no, I mean, it's like Messi and Ronaldo. Yeah. You don't have to be on one side or the other. But I don't like the tea cakes.
Well, the only thing with me is the caramel wafer is more Ross Perry. And the tea cake is Messi.
All right, okay, well, that's fair enough.
I do like biting off the top of the tea cake. I'm sure I had this conversation with Jo Hendry when she was on. Just every time this challenge is mentioned, you just have to go into detail about how you eat stuff. But, I just like sucking the cream out of it. Just sucking it right out.
That sounds disgusting.
I am disgusting at times. I do the same with, like, Twixies and stuff.
Milky Ways.
Nibble at the top, at the bottom, then nibble around the sides, and nibble around the other side, then bite the top off.
So you're just left with the nugget or the...
Yeah, and then just eat the biscuit like that. It's quite treacherous for the...
Who has the time?
I just want to savour it. Because even though that's a lie, I just have another one right after it. but talking of rubbish, like Joe was saying there, Moran installed suspiciously what looks like bus seats in their dugout, and it literally was bus seats, but they were built specifically for the dugout. Are we accepting
like,
that?
They look like fancy bus seats. If you could have seen, you can only see the front of them. If you could inspect the back of them, and they were covered in chewing gum and felt tip pen, and they had an old ashtray that is nailed shut and you can't open anymore, then that would confirm that they were old bus seats.
I don't know why, but the handles on the bus seats, obviously no one can see, you can see us. Yeah. They just remind me of Expecting Penguins. Like, we, the wee flippers.
Expecting Penguins.
Expecting.
What are they expecting?
Expectant.
Expecting.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, pregnant.
However, it's the replies to it, so...
Yeah.
McGill's get involved in it when it gets announced on Griffin. It was the Greenock. Green Morton's fan page, and one conversation amused me. Tickled me. So, just a Rangers fans replied bus seats, and then the Green and Morton fans page clubs deed. McGill's buses, not bus seats, specially made for the club. Smiley face.
They were really quiet. You could tell.
Man, you actually. Yeah,
they were, really, but they were biting their tongue.
They're really proud of their McGill's. They look comfy enough.
Yeah, they look pretty good. I think they were just wanting. They thought they were doing a nice thing supporting the club, and then instantly just getting. There's no people don't deserve nice things. Ultimately,
they look completely out of place in that dugout, though.
Yeah, they do. It looks more like a Football Manager style, sort of like a front cover of a Championship manager. But talking to someone else who got bumped from a bus by the sounds of things, we've got Josh Heaton's Snapchat pic, telling everyone that St Mirren have bothered. Booking him on a flight to Spain for their pre-season training. There's irony. He's being sarcastic, isn't he?
My only issue with this is that when I clicked on the link, because I was unaware of the story, when I clicked on the link, it just took me back to that story.
I had
the bus seats.
I had the same as well, and I just hoped other people were more educated than me. But I do remember this coming up, that he never got on it before, and they had to rebook him on it or something like that.
Well, if St Mirren was just booking him seats in the Greenock Morton dugout, I can imagine why he wasn't getting to Spain.
I don't think he went to Spain because they got rid of him not long after. So the Josh Heaton, they spent money on him last season under Alan Stubbs. And Dev from Pine Broadfield was an interesting story on the Patreon with Craig Felder saying that the reason Alan Stubbs bought Heaton was because Middlesbrough were keen on the player. And then it meant that with him going to St Mirren, Middlesbrough then changed their focus to Sam Stubbs, Alan's son. Which I really hope is true. So it's like, it's alleged, but I really hope that's true.
Yeah, we all like it when the managers try and look after their sons. I mean, Alex Ferguson was getting it today about his dad, and we all played in teams growing up where we all presumed that the manager's son was getting a special treatment.
But this is a weird one, because Stubbs didn't even go for his own son. He just went for someone who...
a byproduct of it all.
No, if Heaton, I reckon he's one of those dweebs who, when asked, so like some men got in contacts, like, you send us a picture of your passport for your details, and he'll just send a picture of the front cover.
I know how he's feeling. I think I mentioned this on one of the Patreons done before. I got left hanging dry just when I was a youth football player. Just they told me there was no room in the car and I wasn't coming to play in Haddington. Just left. As a 14-year-old boy, staring out at Craig Royston Primary School. Maybe I'm not going to make it.
At least you don't dwell.
I just would feel really bad that you missed the experience of travelling to Haddington.
Yeah, exactly. I want to always...
East Lothian, the Garden of Scotland.
The Garden of Eden. But, I mean, this was... the next one is just off the back. It was a shambles of a tie for Kilmarnock. But to really top it all off, they accidentally take off McKenzie instead of Don Thomas in the first leg. Donati gave the wrong number, which I find quite ironic because he was basically brought in to be the mediator between Alessio's, like the language mediator. And basically the first time he needed to even do that, he managed to balls it up. And Alessio decided to take that out on the physio for some
reason.
The signs are there early.
This is the first thing that on the list that I completely missed, that bypassed me. But I think he probably went to throw the water bottle at Donati, then took a double takes, like, oh no, I'm not going to throw it at Donati because it looks hard as fuck, and then realises, like, the physio is probably this wee guy with specs on, so like, oh fuck, I'll just throw it at him instead of doing it.
Hey, nobody knows who he is either, so I'll just throw it at him.
Specky twat.
And that all ended in tears just in general, and do we still think it's all going to end in tears?
I think he might do alright. I think he might turn around.
Yeah, now he's doing fist bumps and Rory roars. He knows what he's doing.
I think we'll see it this season, and then maybe parting ways.
Yeah, why not, eh? But Livingston, they got in on the banter brigade now, didn't they? They put Spaghetti Had on the back of their kits. And everyone...
Is that on the back of their strip?
Yes.
Is it not on the training kit?
Aye, so I seen your notes, and so I went in, and then the picture on Twitter actually looked fake. It looked like it had been kind of photoshopped on. So I went onto SNS just for pictures of Livingston they played at Ross County, and managed to find a shot where it was off the back of the strip, and it has hashtag Spaghetti Had at the bottom.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think it's really, really, it ruins the shirt.
Try hard.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's what they are, try hard.
I was thinking, I was having to look through the replies on this one. I did enjoy it, because the guy's going, was ready to pre-order this until I saw it. That's at Ben12. And then Claire at Hope to Fly. Do it. And then you going on Tuesday. And then I should be, we'll be in the Lloyd's bar before we fancy a drink. Then 3 days later, on the same thread, this guy comes back and replies, sorry, left it too late. Dead from the house to the bar. Who does like a proper, like, go back on the same thread? If you know this person, surely DM them, use another mode of contact. Not the same thread. Go back, find it specific. Yep, that was right there. Yeah, I'm not going to make it, by the way. She was probably fine as well.
We've got one letter for the guy who waits 3 years to
get back. Yeah, but that was cool and funny. I don't know. I think cool's maybe the wrong word I've used there.
I mean, we are three dweebs talking around the microphone.
Yeah, exactly. Making a hell of a lot of mistakes.
Who are we to talk about cool?
And talking of cool, where am I going? throwing coins.
Talking of cool, trying to injure somebody with a 50 bench piece.
Yeah, the coin throwing problems, as we remember last year, they sort of came to a head, excuse the pun. And obviously they were happening a lot more. There was a lot more than that. We had guys on the pitch squaring up to players. We had all sorts of stuff going on. It's everyone's thinking it's maybe getting a bit worse. So we all...
The Hibs player punching a horse.
A Hibs fan. That'd be even better.
Yeah, a Hibs fan punching a horse player.
Yeah, so I mean, it was all getting worse, and it was going across quite a lot of clubs. It wasn't just like a concentrated on one. So there was a big push for it. It's Hibs and Hearts. They managed to come together. Budgie and Dempster talking about how we'll come together to eradicate this from our game. So then we're hoping for a new dawn this season. But we managed. We managed just about to get to July the 12th, where a linesman was actually hit by a coin during a friendly between Morton and St Johnstone.
I was unaware of this. So the article said that there was going to be an investigation. Did they complete the investigation? Because surely nobody got so worked up at a friendly between Morton and St Johnstone that they decided to throw some shrapnel at a linesman. Surely, goodness.
Again, senior notes. So I did some digging. I just Googled it. All I could see was investigation. However, I stumbled upon a Reddit forum. Reddit of all places. It's a strange...
You know
strange,
this is going to go bad. Down the rabbit hole.
How much work have you done today?
Believe it. Fuck all. I found the answers on Reddit of all places. So a Morton fan replied, everyone at the game knows who it was. This is just a wee bit of good PR so they can say they're doing something. Which I found a strange comment. So then someone
that's the worst conspiracy theory I've come across in my entire life.
Also, it's also the worst idea for good PR.
Yeah. But then, so someone replies, like, just goes, go on. So the guy gives a bit more context. Group of wee kids, unfortunately, had their drink confiscated by a steward early into the game. Don't think they were regular, so likely just wee guys out because of the school holidays.
What's that got to do with PR?
I have no idea. This is the same guy. Same guy.
He's just coming up with any reason to defend the fact that just someone's an arsehole and threw a coin at the linesman. It's just it's a very simple sort of explanation. And now we're going to go to our sort of first of old guys making comebacks in the Betfred. Well, one was the Betfred and one was the Tunnocks. But this one is old Barry Smith. Getting his rocks off, coming to save the day. The way he's painted it, I don't recall it exactly. He's painted it like he was there for the club and he needed to do it. And he came on in a match against Forfar for his first game in 9 years, am I correct?
I don't know if it was as long as that, but it might have been actually, because he was 45 when he started. The fact that they actually had three subs on the bench, that must have been a real kick in the stones to the substitutes that weren't good enough. In place of a 45-year-old manager that hadn't played in umpteen years.
Because that's what I was going to ask you that. Sorry, let me go.
Do you think it was an attempt to kind of distract the players and fans? So instead of them talking about how shit a manager is, like, oh shit, he's even worse as a player.
Oh, yeah.
So then they just talked about that.
Lol. Everyone, laughs, Barry Smith. What a bloody character.
It might have been an attempt by him to kind of signal to the board that he needed more funds released or something like that. I don't know. They just seem to be miles behind in terms of...
I do like the board's response. It took a bit of time. Response to him and said, no, you're sat. You're the problem. Not us not giving you enough money.
The concern for Barry Smith now is that after some dismal managerial tenures, he now probably has more chance of being a player in the future than a manager again.
And probably a journalist.
I never read any's mutterings.
He just doesn't seem, just from your dealings with him at Raith Rovers, he didn't seem to be appreciative of the press.
I didn't find him inspiring, put it that way.
Interesting.
Or nice.
I was talking to someone who's not being very nice. Shea Logan.
To quote Sean over there, what a dunderheat.
This is one of my favourites, to be honest, because it's just so, like...
I got the impression that Dean from Scotrail was just reeling him in.
Ah, yeah, he probably knew. He probably saw they checked it right away, and then he's like, right, let's have the build-up.
That's good, because Scotrail, the people manning their social media accounts, may have the worst job in Scotland.
Yeah.
Because, Scotrail are a farce at the best of times, so it's not
these guys don't have control, they just have to take...
To take flack, and it's constant flack.
Scotrail are terrible, but they weren't responsible for this shit.
Yeah.
I have
got the tweets here?
Yeah, I've got them right here, mate.
So before you go and read them, I have given Celtic fans a fair bit of stick over time over their response to Logan, following like the Tonev, the racist abuse, and the fact he gets so much stick at
Maybe I'm sorry, like, maybe he was mistaken.
But that's... a lot of just said that, we don't like him just because he's a prick. And you know what? I actually think they're right. I think he is a massive prick.
Yeah. Well, he starts off a tweet with, quality! Got on a train at 6:10. Just got to Carlisle at 10:40 PM. Fuck knows what time I'm getting back to Abs at Scotrail. Abs, is that his missus or?
No, Aberdeen.
No, I think it's a fact.
It's impossible.
He uses very strange words there.
Yeah, Abs, right.
He also uses Manny for Manchester.
Yeah. You're worse than Fly, maybe. Angry face. And then Dino gets back. No, and he's ready. He knows. Hi, Sheila. I'm sorry to hear this. Which service are you on? Dean. And Sheila and Logan. Dean, save it. Save it, man. Fly be sent. Dillion. I'm not interested, pal. I've sent you an email about my refund. Bet a head start on that, mate. Clap, clap. Cup of coffee. Frog. Scotrail, Dino's back. I can't see any services run by us that match up with the times you've given. I don't think we're on one of our trains.
Dean.
Yeah, you can. And Shea Logan's back. You'd think you'd fucking check right away. The minute that I go, before you get back, I'd be double checking everything. But Shea Logan doesn't. He goes for it right away. You can, you little fibber. Amazing. Look at Manny Airport to Edinburgh, 6:10 to 7:07. Frog, coffee, emoji. Manny Airport, I'm really not happy with Manny as Manchester. And then Shea, and then Scotrail, Dino, just finishing it all off. We don't run trains from Manchester. The 610 from Manchester Bird to Edinburgh is run by Trans Penning. And that's the end of that. I think Shay Logan never... He doesn't come back
he
and apologize.
Does, so he does say there's... He goes...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's not on that exchange. Sorry at ScotRail. Sorry, he goes, sorry at ScotRail. It's at TP Express Trains who are horrific. I've heard good things about at ScotRail. And then...
No, you've not.
No, then look emoji. Eye emojis.
All right, so he takes... I never saw that one. So he takes... I dig at them.
But there's so many wrongs... So many things wrong with his tweets. You've got the awful patter, the fly maybe.
Mm-hmm.
The emojis, just incoherent.
It's using emojis for the sake of it.
The look at me anger to get people on his side. Backfired big time. The nonsensical kind of arguments and just like using Manny. But the worst of all, he doesn't use one comma. Not one comma.
Right, that was one battle, Dean against Shay, but now for the biggest battle in Dumfries history. It's Queen of the South versus the Seagulls. We had a lot of problems with the Seagulls there. They were practically living there, weren't they, at Palmerston Park, Sean? And what did they decide to do about it?
They told everybody not to feed them, because that would solve it. Just bring in Ian McCall, the man with the most niche superpowers. You could just kind of kill them, just knock them right out of the sky and kill them. That will not get you in the Justice League, but it could still help out Queen of South.
And you just imagine him kind of walking around the pitch in a robe with a bell and just shouting, or just even talking, because that's how that seagull dropped to the ground. It was just him having an interview.
The seagull equivalent of Aquaman.
Right, sorry, I'm going on. I'm moving on, and we're back to the Connies. The Connies. Connie's Key Nomads and Versus and more Versus. This is what it says. Gordon Sawyers. Right, what's he done here? And then he's gone for a banter. And what's happened?
I don't like Gordon Sawyers. Do you think he's a good laugh?
No, I think it is. I kind of feel sorry for him because it's not like he's Sean. Come on, he's just Raj, and I do feel sorry for him just because he's. I know he brings it on himself by uploading these things, but and it comes back to bite him. However, this
he's harmless, isn't he? He just wants a bit of attention, and the problem was he got a bit of attention when he done it. He reminds me, Joel. Do you mind years ago the abuse when you got called Joel Skid off a Rangers fan?
I still get
it happens every week.
I remember we all got emails from a guy who was absolutely incoherent nonsense for a Rangers fan.
Yeah.
Really.
So you were Tony Anderdung.
Aye, Anderdung, and he just gave everyone names. He sort of reminds me probably they probably hang out together. Oh, he's part of that crew.
The video, I think he's not the star of it. It's the boy in the background. A fucking disaster. Fucking unbelievable. As Gordon Sawyers just sits there and goes, oh no. Oh no. I booked flights to Belgrade.
And Abraham.
I
think it's Craig Anderson that's in front of him.
I don't think Craig Anderson would be able to put up with him. He'd have to move.
Yeah. And he wouldn't be, Gordon Sawyers wouldn't be the one be able to take on Craig's logic and facts. But it's the video, I think he's periscoping it or filming it, and it's Connie's Key Nomads have won a penalty, and then so everyone's like, oh, come on, Jim McDonald to save it. They don't save it. Sorry, he doesn't save it. And then it's the silence after the goal, so everyone's just like in disbelief. And then because it's on a periscope or whatever, it's just a flood of emojis come floating up the up the screen just saying basically like or laughing emoji.
Gordon Sawyer's head will explode one day, and I hope he's filming one of his stupid videos as it happens.
That'd be a whack material for a week. Right, here's one of the more sort of abstract ones, I'd argue. When sort of right-wing English sort of radio presenter was named in the Dumbarton team, I can assure everyone that he wasn't playing. But how does that? How does that happen?
I don't know how you do that. Unless you're just literally thinking about him at the time when you write the team sheet. It was just, I don't know.
Who was the player it was meant to be?
Because I was searching for Paul Watson, the bar, and I couldn't find any.
I presumed it was a Paul Watson.
I could find someone that played for Montrose.
Aye, I know.
This is better. You're probably better than this for
me.
No,
I don't know then. I don't know.
He just really likes him. What wishes he was playing. He doesn't refer to himself as alt-right now. He calls himself new-right.
Oh, well, that's better.
Like that makes any sort of...
It sounds cleaner.
Yeah, I suppose it does. But
still,
I
think, a prick.
Yeah, he's an obvious arsehole. We all know. I imagine not many of our listeners will like him anyway, so that's fine. And now we're back to Killie being mocked for that same defeat. Air United getting in on the act. When they got their mascot dancing with the Welsh flag. I liked it.
I'm all for that.
So did I. It's quite small time though.
Yeah.
But they are small time.
I can respect that.
If you can't and never have won anything meaningful of note as Air United have, as Kelly sing about, embrace your rival's demise a good second.
I know Gary Cocker will know all about that. That's the greatest evening of his life was relegating Dundee United.
Remember when we went to the hospitality and the guy that was doing it knew the dates of every single Air United victory over Kilmarnock. Like the specific dates. I thought, that's really small time.
Yeah. Just got it circled in the wee red book. Each date that comes up. But I liked it. And he was dancing to Delilah by Tom Jones. I'm not going to take a sing of that because the second I start, another colleague will come walking past.
It wasn't quite Shawn Michaels dancing with the Canadian flag when he faced Bret Hart in some wrestling match.
I did not expect a wrestling reference without Craig Telfer on the podcast.
Yeah, I thought I would do that for
no Fowler, no Duncan, and no Telfer.
Incredible.
Yeah, Joe, they've managed to get in your head. They're living in your head.
I thought we'd just keep it going for the sad.
They're living in your head like Scott Rail lives in Shea Logan's. Right, this is because, and now we're going to our annual tradition of St Mirren losing a penalty shootout to East Kilbride.
Yeah,
I don't know what to say. They've lost again. How many years is that?
No, I think they just had like shit results.
Did they not lose to? Did they beat Spartans on penalties the year before?
I think so. Yeah, I think Spartans just took on the penalties and they've been run close. But I would just say move on. They were bad. They had a shit team.
I was trying to work out. I was actually about to just skip over it. I didn't realize why that really made it. Just what he's the Severn Ashite. I can. Everyone listening, they know. Sorry about that, everyone. Let's go to Tom. Like, more water bottle fiascos. Tommy Wright this time, missing a water bottle.
Tommy Wright was a goalkeeper, eh?
He was a
goalkeeper. He has been terrible at goal kicks.
So I was thinking this. So he played when the back pass rule came into play. I would have loved to have seen Tommy Wright try and act like that.
He was still playing in goals in the mid-90s.
Early mid-90s, yeah.
Oh, was he?
So his career only started in the late 80s, I think.
I thought he was much older than that.
Yeah, he looks it. Yeah, but he's... but he's in his early 50s.
That was a very unusual face you pulled there as you tried to get that sense.
No, I mean, it's watching that and think that would mean... I would have loved to be in round when football changed to the back pass rule because goalkeepers and defenders, especially in Britain, just been panicking like fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Don't remember it being a massive deal because I am old enough to remember when it's changed. I don't remember it being a massive.
I'm just wondering about it. Do people start? Like, I suppose we're just imagining. Me and Joel are just imagining that goalkeepers never ever used their feet at any point in training.
There was a few in the early weeks where keepers had forgotten and just automatically picked it up, but there wasn't like a massive thing about it.
That would have been good fun. Woo! And then you get the indirect free kicks in the box. That was still the rules back then.
It only just took a couple of weeks.
That's the point.
And that's what they say, that's how you stop diving, just everyone pulling a corner, just do it for 2 weeks and then everything would be fine.
But you also realise with this incident why Chris Kane is the way Chris Kane is. If Tommy Wright can't hit something right in front of him.
Back to Kilmarnock. Kilmarnock are coming up and I think we signed off Hamilton, but I think Killie come up in this quite a lot.
Yeah, they do.
This is when the senior players have met Bowie to discuss, not David, to discuss their concerns about the manager. What a glorious, glorious summer this has been, Sean. So they've got their backs up about it all.
I'm looking forward to seeing which Kilmarnock player interviewed in the coming weeks or months takes on the Scott Brown role in an interview and just answers, I don't know, to every single question.
No comment.
I don't know. Were you one of the players who met with Rod Petrie about John Collins? I don't know. What do you think of the whole situation? Don't know.
Was that Scott Brown?
Scott Brown.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Do you think... So I said earlier that I thought he probably will pull it back. But when I say pull it back, I mean probably finish about seventh. Do you think he... So you said you think he'll make it to the end of the season?
Yeah.
Why do you think that?
I th- just because
there's so many rubbish teams in the league.
There's so many, and I think as long as Kilmarnock board kind of see that he's keeping them like above water, I think they realise it's been a difficult summer. Behind the scenes, it's not been ideal. He's come in and replaced Steve Clark, who did an incredible job. Some could say, well, he was overachieving, really, taking Kilmarnock to third and making them so hard to beat that a kind of regression to the mean if they were fighting, trying to get into the top six or safely away from relegation.
Yeah, I think there's so much, and then we cut Broadfoot leaving it all. Leads to it's clearly people aren't happy behind the scenes, but I think that there's a lot of Kilmarnock players who've got sort of professional pride that will hang over. And I thought it's one of those I can see it for both sides. Alessio's got his way of working. His way of working's from a very high standard, so he would like to implement it. And it doesn't necessarily mean that people will go, oh, they don't have the capacity to play the way he wants. If he's just doing shape, it can be very boring, but I've got a real assumption that is what it's like at a lot of the big clubs. And sort of double sessions where you do fitness and you would do shape. But I can also see from Kilmarnock's point of view, the players, if it's not something they're used to, it must be a massive, massive change overnight. And suddenly just all you're doing sort of standing about, being cold, feeling you're not running as much. There's no tempo, there's no enjoyment. So I think there's a group of people who are going on the side of, this is why Scotland are shite. I'm seeing that on a few message boards. That's because guys aren't willing to get into that. They aren't willing to concentrate on shape and tactics more. But I think I'm on this. I can see it for both sides.
I think they are who they are. It's very much, I read an interview with Chris Brunt today. He's talking about his time at West Brom. And he talked about Roy Hodgson saying that. So he slagged off Pepe Mel, Tony Pulis and Alan Pardew, didn't slag them off, but criticised them, and then talked about how Roy Hodgson, he loved him because he was so detailed, and that's what he did shape. So it's very much a choice of the players.
Yeah, what you're going to like and what you're not going to like. But I think, like we're saying, they've got the pressure, and this Kirk Broadfoot may be different for him because he is 35, and I think he kind of says that. It's like maybe he's not saying, I don't think he was ever putting across it was right or wrong, but I think that this. Yeah, and there's am I going to change? It's not, the thing is that's also not going to prolong his career. It would be a fair bit. Maybe if his whole career he had been doing that, then it would help prolong. But for him now, he probably thinks, if I stop, I'm never going to get back up again.
Listeners will be thinking, why the fuck are you talking about serious football?
Yeah, sorry about that. We'll go back to Kilmarnock being shite again. But this time, Conas Key trolling Sawyers, not really getting their own back, because all he did was just be upset about booking a flight to Belgrade.
What was this? They used one of his quotes for that. We've booked for Belgrade and everything. Is that right?
Tick, and then a flight.
I can get on board with that content if it's poking fun at Sawyers.
Yeah,
but I still cannot take to Conas Key Nomads. A big Welsh mittens.
Inconsequential.
Yeah, but something you've also got to allow. Like they got their moment in the sun and they milked it. I think we would all.
Oh, no, I don't have any. No, I quite enjoyed their tweet, but I find them a very difficult team to take to because I've watched quite a lot of their games in the Challenge Cup.
And yeah.
They're really dirty, really physical, and overly so. And the manager is quite difficult to like as well.
And they've maybe got a few knob players, if you're thinking Jamie Insull.
Yep.
Because if he's anything to go, if there's a team of anything to go by, you've got to assume. But they got their comeuppance the next game. They got knocked out by Partizan Belgrade. But the beauty of that is that Killy just got given an end to that because so many people like Sawyers and Craig Anderson went along to Belgrade.
I don't think Craig didn't go to the game.
Did he not?
No, he didn't go to the game. Went to Belgrade.
Yeah, draw the line at that. I'd probably be the same. I would like. Because Belgrade's got interest in history, I'm sure there's a lot to see.
I would like to attend a game that had three areas segregated off for three different teams.
Yeah,
and I would have went to the game, especially Conas Key Nomad, and stood in the Partizan end right beside them because I'd just done that, just given the middle finger, offered them outside for the whole game, and because you're in with the Serbian fans, like, mental, they're not going to turn around and go. let's do it.
Yeah, let's go. Yeah, they're the kind of guys that if you're in the stand and they're pointing to go outside to meet them, that guy's literally leaving to go meet. You know, you see those guys in stands, everyone wants to have a square goal. The guys that are in a completely different segregated area from them. But if a Serbian fan did that, I would just think, yeah, he's leaving.
My favourite one is always like the wee dweebs. They give you the slow throat slitting gesture.
Yeah. Like they're Kane, another wrestling gesture. Like Kane's about to do the tombstone. Well, talking of square goals and having the fights, the St Mirren director thought it would be really smart, sort of PR, talking a good PR that we were earlier.
Again, I was unaware of this.
And he just offered them a square goal.
So, were you able to see the tweet?
No, it wouldn't come up because it was an email.
Yeah, this was difficult. So hold up, I will. Oh, this is awkward.
Oh, don't worry about it. Let's just, Sean, when was the last time you were offered a square goal just in day-to-day life?
What, the football or just in general?
Day-to-day life, really.
Honestly, I can't remember. The last time I was offered a square goal, primary four, Scott Proven.
Is that when the handball, the pass back rule changed?
No. But he gave me a bit of doing. I hit the deck and everything, and he was kicking me.
Primary four, you think so? You know, people would be fast to get on the back of that.
He was wearing very kind of soft trainers rather than shoes, so when he was kicking me, it wasn't that sore, and I started laughing. And then that was when it kind of finished.
Then he was like, I'm going to move to his face.
A Kilmarnock fan punched me in the bus. I was about 15.
Aye.
I was walking along the links to Starts Park, and there was a big group of Kilmarnock fans, and there was about four of us, and my pal went, oh, maybe we should cross over because they look like they're kind of looking for a bother. I was like, no, I'd be daft. And then they turned and looked at me and went, you think you're a hard man? And I couldn't work out why they'd singled me out, and it turned out that my pals had actually crossed the road and they just left me on my own.
They fucking threw you under the bus there.
And then somebody just absolutely rattled my jaw, and then I ran away.
I love it though. Your fans told you so. Right. I saw a guy looking at the Hibs Motherwell game. It was a pretty surreal thing. The boy ran on the pitch after a Hibs fan ran on the pitch when they scored their second and ran up to the Motherwell fans, you know, the ones in the corner that are quite rowdy. Yeah, and he's doing all that. That is the biggest waste of a moment like that. You're coming on after you're 2-0 down. If I'm going to go on the pitch and give it Yaldi and get banned for however long, surely you want to do it at a moment of sort of drive and passion rather than when you're 2-0 down at Fir Park in the fourth game of the season.
Save that for winning the Scottish Cup.
Yeah, surely. Yeah, go on and punch Kerry Miller. That was absolutely fine with me.
But you did not punch Kerry Miller.
No, I wasn't even there.
Oh, yeah, of course, you were in Australia.
I was in Australia.
Convenient excuse, someone said.
Right, so, after all of that fun, I hope if you all enjoyed it, because you're going to have to buy the Patreon now, because we're going to carry on with all of this onto the Patreon, and there's so much more, because it's Scottish football, and there's always an insane amount of nonsense, and you'll get the rest of that Hibs song, won't you? So, thanks very much, guys.
Thank you.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.